Bryce McGain, former Australian spinner and host of Stumps right here on SEN, is going to talk to us about all things cricket, of course, and the state of play at the moment. Bryce, appreciate your time.
No worries at all, Tim. Good afternoon to you.
Well, do you believe what we're seeing on social media and from the experts who are experts? They're telling us that there'll be some new names in that Australian 14, which will be named at 2 o'clock our time, and that Cameron Bancroft, Michael Nisa will be in there as well, and so too will Joe Burns. Do you agree with that? Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's certainly the words going around the MCG at the moment where I'm watching the Sheffield Shield game. Queensland are playing Victoria here, but yeah, it certainly looks like that there will be some changes into that Australian lineup. Interestingly, the player missing out, who's the incumbent at the moment, is Marcus Harris, Victorian. He scored 100 and 250s this year. He's averaging over 40 and the only one of all those batsmen who's averaging where he is. So on performance, he's got his nose ahead. I guess the challenge is they're looking at more than just, the run scored.
Yeah, how much do we take out of the Australia A game over in Perth against Pakistan? Clearly not a lot, because Joe Burns he struggled and he did get a golden duck in the first dig.
Yeah, that's right. I think what plays into Joe Burns' advantage is that the first test is at his home ground at the Gabba, where he has performed over the journey. He's played there more than most. So the familiar surroundings of that ground, and it's such a unique ground because there will be some seam, but the extra bounce, and he has tended to cope with that at Sheffield Shield level.
Let's talk about that game that you're at. Bryce McGain, our guest on SEN Afternoons. Tim Gossage for Jack Heverin, former Australian spinner and host of Stumps right here on SEN. So just give us a score check update and the state of play there at the moment at the G.
Yeah, Queensland fighting back this morning with an unlikely number three, Cameron Gannon. Interesting things last night was that Victoria did a cheeky little declaration before Stumps, and Queensland had to face a couple of overs. So they got an early wicket. Bryce Street was out early, and there was rain falling, and they weren't sure whether Cameron Gannon would go out as the night watchman or not, and they were waiting, and he was waiting at the rope. As soon as he stepped onto the ground, he was the designated next batsman in. As it turned out, there were no more balls bowled last night, so he had to come in and bat at number three today. He's still at the crease. They're at the lunch break now. He's on 43 not out. Queensland are 2 for 95. They trail by only 22 runs, so it's been an incredible performance. He's in rarefied air. This is his top score ever in first-class cricket, the 30-year-old, and tall, fast bowler for Queensland. So he's doing a terrific job. Manus Labuschagne, who will definitely be part of that test matchup at the Gabba, he's on 20 not out with him. So the game's getting poised here. Another day tomorrow. Five more sessions left in the day. So left in the game. So it's interestingly poised, Queensland fighting back.
So interesting that, of course, this Shield game that you're talking about, the MCG, started a day behind the others. It looks like New South Wales will win outright against WA. I would imagine the South Australian-Tasmanian game will end up a draw. And interesting, as I mentioned, Alex Doolan almost made 200 runs without dismissal at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, it's the right time to, as an opening batsman, to be making some runs, I suppose. He's probably overlooked now, but he has played some test cricket for Australia, and maybe he's thrusting his name forward a bit like Sean Marsh did in the previous Sheffield Shield game with a double century. So, look, it's good that those players are still performing and others can bat around them. The interesting news here, I suppose, was last night, leg spinner Mitchell Swepson got a hat-trick of LBWs just before the declaration came for Victoria. So that was quite an interesting into the Sheffield Shield last night. So
What about the other two boys, young Fraser McGurk and Sutherland? A lot of interest in these debutants coming into the game. Sum up their performance for us, Bryce.
Yeah, Fraser McGurk, a confident 17-year-old with the bat. He batted at five and came out, and early in his innings played a pull shot that was absolutely sublime. There was a terrific ball top of off stump, but away he went and pulled it away, and he got 50 in his first game and showed an enormous amount of confidence and stroke play, and also some really good defence. He was really, really impressive for a young player. I don't know what you were doing at 17, but it certainly wasn't facing the fast bowlers of Queensland. Mm-hmm. In my case, I was nervously scratching around at my local club at that stage, but he's doing it at first-class level, most impressive. And Will Sutherland was terrific. They actually combined for Will Sutherland's first wicket. He got the first wicket of Queensland in the first innings, and they were both terribly excited about that moment. So it was like Well, watching two first-round draft picks go about it for Victoria, a couple of young players go about it, and most impressive they both were on debut.
Would you like some useless information that I'm going to share with you? I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Share it with me.
Okay, all right, and a few people are listening. My cricket career was, and I say this, and this will end up on off the bench, I was all right as a junior cricketer. I had a bowling average of 3.6 in under 12, so I could, I knocked them down. I knocked the castle over a few times, may I say. But Bryce, my claim to fame was I was playing fourth grade cricket for Subiaco Floreat, and I was dropped out of the team after making my top score of 36 not out, batting at number six, replaced by Terry Alderman, who was making his comeback after dislocating his shoulder chasing a spectator at the Wacker.
Well, you're horribly unlucky. Terry then... he did kick on, but I have no doubt we'll be both hearing that again on off the bench on Saturday morning.
I have no doubt. And Nicole Bolton from the Scorchers, an Australian women's team. It was her dad, Alan Bolton, who rang me to tell me that I had been dropped from the team to be replaced by Terry Alderman on his comeback to Test cricket. So there you go. There's a story for
unlucky.
The ages.
And
yeah, thanks very much.
And then I guess the careers went in different ways, didn't they?
That was it for me. I was done. I never got the gun and wore out again, let me tell you. Just your opinion from the other side of the country on Pakistan and what you've seen. Look, they've got some kids in it. They've got a 17-year-old. They look like they're refreshed, and gee, they looked impressive over the 3 days.
They do indeed. They've turned up to Australia. We had a look at them in the T20, and I think much of the Australian public might have felt confident with, oh, well, here we go, we've got another subpar team. But in this extended form of the game, we can see that they've brought over firepower with their bowling. They have fast bowlers, and it's going to be a real challenge for the Australian batsmen, who, let's be honest, other than Steve Smith, aren't in great form. So they've come over with some firepower, and their batsmen have had a good hit as well. But they all seem to be in pretty good touch as well. So, look, it's an exciting leading into that next test match. There is another tour game for them, a two-day game against an Australian 11 that'll be sorted out shortly. There's another week or so, or 10 days before the first test. So we're still a little way away. But, look, it's shaping up for a very exciting summer, and that first test at the Gabba will be very interesting because Pakistan have some firepower.
Last one for you, mate. Can I just ask you about Will Pukowski's situation, another time where he stepped away from the game, and we've opened the show in regards to how brave he is, and, of course, how brave Nick Maddison and Glenn Maxwell is, and Ben Oliver on Waitley this morning saying it's not just a cricket issue, it's a society issue. But it's just interesting that these guys who are sort of in the spotlight right now, because it is in the hive of cricket activity, that they've stepped away from the game. What's your opinion on this issue right now? And Will Pukowski, I mean, we know he's going to make it, but he's just got to get over these battles at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, I guess, the part of becoming a complete cricketer now. In the past, we probably haven't been so public with mental health issues, and probably been a bit naive to the challenges, I suppose, particularly around cricket, but it is quite public. These are young men trying to grow in the game and cover off all the attributes it does take to play cricket at the highest level. But we are more understanding. I think that's a real positive. Things like the people getting around with their mustaches at the moment, and men's health, and understanding how that is, has been terrific over the past decade. And it's good that that's supported by Cricket Australia and the ACA, the Players Association. That's one of the things that Shane Watson has said it's absolutely paramount as part of his role as the new president of the ACA, that he really wants to tackle that and probably do a lot of the preparation so that players are more mindful leading into that before it becomes a major issue and is hindering their performance. So, look, we really feel for people like that. We know that in our lives that we have friends and family and people we work with and connected with that have mental health issues. We're more supportive, we're more aware of those things, and I guess now in a sporting sense it's probably been more publicly noted. It's difficult to understand the extent of it because we do, I guess, respect that it is a mental health issue. We don't delve too deeply at it. It's not like a hamstring where you can say, well, how long is it going to be? How bad's a tear? What's the scan look like? We don't tend to delve in a bit deeper, and I'm sure that many people want to understand more in what the challenges are. But in sitting back and Cricket Australia doing the right things and supporting that, and the players feeling confident that they can put their hand up and say, I'm not feeling the best at the moment, I think is a positive. Still plenty more to be done in that space for elite sportsmen, not only cricket, but all round every sport in the country.
SEN cricket expert and host of Stumps on SEN, Bryce McGain. Appreciate your time and good luck to Victoria and Queensland. Looks like that game's got plenty of life left in the MCG.
Sure does. Have a ripper afternoon, mate.